look at today's text, turn with me to the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 20 through 25. Hear what Jesus says. Jesus said, "I am not praying only for them, but also for those who believe in me because of their word. I pray they will be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. I pray that they also will be in us, so that the world will believe that you sent me. I've given them the glory that you gave me, so that they can be one just as we are one. I'm in them, and you are in me, so that they will be made perfectly one. Then the world will know that you sent me, and that you have loved them just as you love me. Father, I want those you gave me to be with me where I am. They can see my glory, which you gave me, because you loved me from the creation of the world. Righteous Father, even the world didn't know you, but I've known you. And these believers know that you sent me." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we are just so grateful to be able to come together and worship you, to worship you in spirit and in truth, to worship you together all over the world. We are so grateful for this moment, God, for this love in sharing, for this community of faith, for this series, I Love My Church. Impart upon us your wisdom and your love and your grace, and move our hearts to be transformed by your word. In Christ's name we do pray, and all of God's children said, amen. So I asked this question this morning: how many of you have shared something recently? It could be anything, your car, your bike, time, money, prayer, by show of hands, worshiping with us online, put it in the chat. How many of you have recently shared something? Smile, prayer, your time. I want you to think about it for a minute, and then I want you to let it go. Just let it go. Because we all have shared some part of us somehow, some way, throughout the week. So I ask this question: how many of you know the phrase, sharing is caring? Have you heard that? Sharing is caring? Okay, amen. It's a familiar phrase that I distinctly remember hearing when I was hesitant to share some of my chocolate cake with my niece. She said to me, "Sharing is caring, Auntie Sheila." I mean, it was chocolate. Y'all know how I feel about chocolate. When I served with college students and I was hesitant to share something with them, I would hear, "Sharing is caring, Reverend Sheila." So there's a little bit of pressure there to share out of caring. This "sharing is caring" phrase was first coined in 1950 by the Salvation Army. And over time, it has made itself into our mainstream, everyday conversations. "Sharing is caring" is a simple yet catchy phrase. It is a reminder that sharing is giving something to others, while caring is this feeling of kindness, interest, or sorrow for others. Today, in our gospel passage, we overhear this intimate prayer that Jesus is having with God. Jesus is sharing his cares in this prayer for you and me and the future believers of this church. This chapter of Scripture is known as the Lord's Prayer, the prayer we often pray together and have learned throughout our life is called the disciples' prayer. But this prayer in chapter 17 is the Lord's prayer. It is a present and future reality that models this concept of sharing, of giving, of generosity, and the outpouring of God's love upon each of us. The Salvation Army says sharing is caring. And as believers, we witness in verse 22 and 23, our focus for today, there is love in sharing. Jesus says in 22, I've given them the glory that you gave me so that they can be one just as we are one. I'm in them and you are in me so that they will be made perfectly one. Then the world will know that you sent me and that you have loved them just as you have loved me. I also want to share the message paraphrase of these verses. The message begins, the goal is for all of them to become one heart and mind, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, so they might be one heart and mind in us. Then the world might believe that you, in fact, sent me. The same glory you gave me, I gave them. So they'll be as unified and together as we are. I in them, and you in me. So just for a moment, today is not as much about our sharing and our generosity, our kindness, and our gifts, our interests, nor our sorrow. It is about this outpouring in verse 22 and sharing of this glory that Christ gave to us, which was given to him by God. As the recipients of this ultimate sharing, this is a unique part of the foundational purpose of why we love our church. Think food distributions, beginning to serve with the students at Bright Bridge Ministries, greeting before worship service with a smile. Think about sharing God's glory by making coffee in the atrium, praying with the prayer team, and by sharing your very presence every week in worship. These are tangible ways in which we share God's glory, tangible ways in which God's majesty and splendor and holiness and forgiveness are shared through us. We have an opportunity to participate in God's presence and work in the world. Sharing is not only caring. Sharing is love. 1 John 4, 8 and verse 16 says, but anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. We know how much God loves us, and we put our trust in his love. God is love. And all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. Because, saints, God is love, and Jesus shares God's glory, presence, and splendor within us, God's love is in sharing. You know, this sharing motif is about what God non-discriminately has done in us, for us, for humanity, and the world. It is through this sharing that the world will know that God loves you just as God loved his son, loves his son, Jesus Christ. The same love for Jesus is the same love for us, no matter what. And all of it, the love and the sharing, starts with God. Jeremiah 31:3 says, "Long ago, the Lord said to Israel, 'I have loved you, my people, with an everlasting love, with unfailing love. I have drawn you to myself.'" See, when God draws us to himself, he is intimately drawing us in to share himself with us. There is love and sharing. Last week after worship, my pesky little yellow "you need gas" light came on. So, of course, I stopped for gas. I'm standing, pumping, listening to the videos. Those are great, by the way, because pumping gas is like watching paint dry. All of a sudden, I hear, "Praise God!" And I look around a bit. And then I hear again, "Praise God!" And I see this guy peeking around the pump that is diagonally from me. And he says, "What church?" And I was like, "What is he talking about?" And I said, "Pardon me?" Because I didn't want, excuse me has an attitude to it sometimes, right? So I said, "Pardon me?" He said, "What church?" And I realized I had on I Love My Church t-shirt. "What church?" So I told him my name. I didn't tell him I was the pastor. I told him my name, my first name. I told him what church and the location. And then I shared a little card with him that I meant to bring up here. You will see them out in the Connect corner. And it's a card inviting him and his family to our One Church celebration. "What church? Cokesbury, 9th Avenue. I'm Sheila. Join us." There's love and sharing. I didn't need to ask him any questions. I just wanted him to know that I love our church enough to invite him to taste and see that God is good. I shared, just like God shares his unconditional love with us. These t-shirts, if you remember that you have them on, are a gateway to not only I love my church, but love in sharing. Nolan mentioned last week that he hopes every church does this series, and so do I. Because we're not in competition with each other. We're not here to steal sheep. We are here to share the good news of the gospel. And this sharing in the way that Jesus shares his life with us that will bring nonpartisan hope and healing to this world. See, when we overhear this prayer in Scripture, the Lord's Prayer, we are given a glimpse of life with God that transcends conventional limits and expectations. This prayer invites us to contemplate the possibility of life with God. This prayer points us toward God's care and realized love for us. It is complete. There is nothing more we need to do to receive it. This realization has the power to make each day, every hour, every minute that we live possible because we acknowledge God is the nurturer of our faith, our future, and our hope. The same love that God shared with Christ is in Christ, is in me, just as it is in you, and just as Christ is in us. See, the ultimate love and sharing started with God. There are limitless expressions of how God's love is unconditional and perfect throughout the scripture. After all, God created us. Colossians 1:16 says, because all things were created by him, both in the heavens and on the earth, the things that are visible and the things that are invisible, whether they are thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, are things that were created through God and for God. See, beautiful people, God shares love through the gifts God has given us. Gifts for leadership and wisdom, gifts of encouragement, generosity, and hospitality, the gift of teaching and mercy and compassion and serving. We are being called to share this love with each other, with our community and the world. Ephesians 2:10 says, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, and we should walk in them. We witnessed that when we heard the video of the three generations of the Crawfords and how they shared why they love this church. There is love in sharing. God shares his unconditional love and joy through salvation. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace you were saved through your faith. But this is not your own doing, beautiful people of God. It is the gift of God, not the result of all of your works, because no one can boast when we can proclaim we do what we do because God shared and loved us first. Salvation is God's free gift to those who will receive it. It is an expression of love that includes eternal life. Why wouldn't we share? So, what does all of this mean? It means we have to know God's love in order to share God's love. It means so deep is God's love for you and me that God desires not only to make us like him, but actually to share life with us so that everything Jesus said and did and shares through us represents the very truth of God's promise of forgiveness and eternal life. Through the sharing of this prayer, Jesus has placed the future of the church in the hands of God and invites us to listen in on that conversation so that we will also deeply share with others all that God shares with us: hope, salvation, joy, unconditional love, wisdom, and our very presence. This sharing, this prayer, is for us, for generations after us. This prayer communicates and shares the vision that lies at the heart of the life of our faith. These are Jesus' words to God, not to the community, not to us. If you haven't noticed, the world has become even more judgmental, even more hostile, and even more divided, and is in desperate need of a community that shares the good news of Jesus Christ. When the world sees the church in harmony with God and with each other, the point of Jesus' prayer may be realized, that the world may believe that you have sent me. When the world sees the church in harmony with God and with each other, Jesus' prayer may be realized, that the world may believe that God sent his Son for us. So this week, let each of us share in just one activity. Just one. If you are worshiping with us online, hit like and share on your personal Facebook page and you're done. Carve out time to share this afternoon and help unload the pumpkins. Share over the next several weeks a Wednesday night dinner with a friend or neighbor or both. Share by lending your voice, your wisdom, your experience, your thoughts in a study group or a Sunday school class. Share by wearing your t-shirt and letting people know that you love your church. What church? Cokesbury Church. In this prayer, Jesus turns his attention to the world and expresses his desire that the world will come to share in the knowledge of God that marks the life of the faith community. Saints, God's love for the community, for us, for the world, is the same as God's love for Jesus. And according to this prayer, in chapter 17, this is God's desire for us to share in his work, to share in his love. I can hear If I could hear God's voice, I imagine God saying, this is my desire to share out of God's love, not out of compulsion or habit, but because we experience the full taste of God's love through each other and God's Son, Jesus Christ. There is love and sharing, beautiful people of God. And this is God's desire, that we serve our God with compassion and mercy and love and openness, with our time, our gifts, our tithes, our offerings, our presence, and our love. Why? Because there is love in sharing. And God shows us what that looks like because he loved us first. The word of God for the people, beautiful, gorgeous, faithful, committed people of God.